Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rasukiyah Ben Chana, Marasana Ben Rashana, Chaim Yonatan Mordechai, and Pesha Elko Rafu Shleima, Noam Ben Leia Rafu Shleima, and Zivik Hagen from Moshe Yudah Ben Peshadina. We'll be learning from the Sefer Noam Agadim and Parshas Kedoshim. Very, very important inyan. Vaidaber Hashem, etc. Kedoshim ti yuki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. Ish imov aviv tiro v'shabsosai tishmaru. Hine, he'ara geluya le'en kol. We have these psukim telling you to be holy, to fear your mother and your father, to keep Shabbos. I am the Lord your God. So, it's clear when you read these psukim that there are a number of dikdukim. Le'en kol maskil b'mikroi kodesh hazer she'ech yitayna adam Hashem tzvachos tamal tzivu v'kadoshim tiyuki kadosh ani malatevin es habar. Says, how can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy and therefore we should be holy? You should be holy, Kadoshim Tiyu Ki Kadoshim, because I got him holy. What's the comparison? How do you compare us and Hashem? Kvarheir Bezar Achaim HaKadosh. V'gam Amru Ish Yachid V'siyam Tiro Rabim. It also starts Ish Imo V'aviv. A man, his father and his mother, which is Lashon Yachid. And it concludes V'Lashon Rabim Tiro. What does Shabbos have to do with Kibbutz Avim? So we know the famous drasha in Chazal. What's Pshuto Shel Mikra? Also Yishimah Baviv Tiro, Chazal Darshan, that it's coming to be Marbeh Tiro, that even a woman is chayv. What's Pashup Shat? Uladatainu ner levar kolkum in chomer bakodesh. So I want to explain everything beautifully. Behekdem imri kodesh bizarre bipsichta the hach parashisa. We have to open up with the Zohar Kodesh. Rebelozer posach. Al tukisus kiperidain havim. Don't be like a horse that doesn't understand. Vailahon Rishiaya de Kulu Chatzifin. Begin Kach Yersin Veinayu Nafshin Chatzifin. The Zohar Kadosh says that based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, not to be like a horse or like a donkey that doesn't understand, that if a person is not Mekadesh himself B'shas HaZivug, when he's with his spouse, how can he be Motzi a Nefesh Kshera? How can he be Motzi a holy child? And therefore the Pasuk warns us, exhorts us, Altukasus Kaperidin, Havim, don't be like an animal. And the Tzaddikim, who are sanctifying themselves, Bishas Tashmish, are Zakai, they have a great merit, because they have the holiness of Hashem. And they are found at that time of Zivug, holy in all ways. And because of that, they're Zoch and they're Motzi Ruach and Neshamach de Kedusha, they're Motzi a holy soul for their child that's born. And their children are going to be Zera Emes B'nei Melech Banim Kedoshim. And woe unto the Rishayim, who are Mechutzafim, who are brazen, their deeds are filled with chutzpah, and because of this, their children also get Nafshos Chatzufos Mitzad HaTumon. Mura Mimamar Kodesh. So you see from this holy saying of the Zohar Kodesh, the Mefarish Kavana Simka Kadoshim Tiyo Kiddushay Kadoshas Moments Bishas Mitzmitzah Sivug. This is the sanctification that a person has to sanctify himself, make himself holy when he's with his wife. And obviously when the wife is with the husband, she also has to have the right Kavanas. V'loyiyah Nimshal Kibahema L'tayva Yavakesh. And a person shouldn't be like an animal just trying to fulfill his illicit desires. And that's what it means in the pasuk. Don't be like a horse. V'derech hazeh derech, or Yisrael Ramban, the Ramban goes in this direction. The Rechaim HaKadosh also touches upon this idea. V'acharei kinim tzeinu lemeidin sh'akavan HaKadoshim tiyu HaKadosh tzazivug yutztak heitev tam ki kadosh ani. Since it says Kadoshim tiyu, and that's talking about the Kadosh of the Zivug, so then it makes sense that the Pasuk will conclude ki kadosh ani. Why? While pi ma'amarim gimel shutfim ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'aviv v'imo. We know that there are three partners in a person. There's Hashem, his mother, and his father. And the Gemara says that a father gives the bones, the sinews, and the mother gives the flesh and the blood, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama. We know the way of the world is that a man who is a mechubadik, a person who's an elevated person, if he wants to have a partnership with someone else, first he's going to check out this person, and if he sees that he's a very low character, he's not going to be his partner no matter what, because it's a busha for him. Only if he knows that this person is a yashar, this person is an honest person, even though he's not on the same level as this man is, but at least he sees he's a mechubadik, a mensch, then I'll have a shutfus with him. And that's a clear matter, and nobody will contradict it. So we can also use this to serve Hashem, to be holy, to be a little bit like Hashem. If we're sanctified, then we can have a shutfus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that one has to have the right kavanas, b'shas hazivug. This is the best time. Is at the beginning, when the shutfus begins. Our whole life is a shutfus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does his part, we do ours. But when you have, we create a human being, a person's having a baby, that's the beginning of the shutfus. And a person then has to have the right kavanas, otherwise HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to want to be our shutuf, our partner. We have to have some hizdamus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be like him in some way. Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani. Just like he's holy, we should also be holy. V'zeh atzma marakos of kedoshim to you, HaKadosh Sazivu ki kadosh ani. And that's what it means, kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani. And we asked, how can you compare Hashem's kedusha with our kedusha? And the answer is that now we want to make a shutfus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to, and therefore we have some element of shaychus to Hashem now. We have pure kavanas, we want to be a little bit holier so that he becomes our partner. Kadoshim to you should be holy because God's holy. And the Mela, if we want to be his partner, we have to sanctify ourselves b'shas hazivu, we'll be yoser. Yom tekadavrin divrei zara kadosh tekafi kadosh sadam. Yom shaych neshama b'chiyos b'zkatsha mishalfei rucha dekutsha vikrim b'nei malko. And this can be sweetened with the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, who says that to the extent that a person is holy, b'shas hazivug, he's going to draw on his child a holy soul. And the children that are born are called b'nei malachim. And when he goes after the hefech, and he's like Rishayim, or Misnai b'chatzifus, so then his children are going to inherit this terrible soul, Misadat Sitrachra. That's what it means in the pasuk, Kedoshim to you. Be mekadosh yourself b'shas zivug, ki kadosh ani. And therefore I'm going to be your partner, and I'm going to give them an neshama kedosha. Zeh omrim, omro kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani. V'lo ashtatif liten chelki kiim b'makom kedusha miskatshim, v'avein heite v'az taskio. The only way God's going to be our partner is if we're holy, then Hashem's going to want to be our partner, and he's going to join in. V'yomer ish imo, al pi amarim zal kol makadesh, Havin lo banim zucharim. It says Ishima b'viv tira. We can explain this based on the Gemara in Shavuos Chiyuches Amid Beis, that if a person is mekadesh himself for shas tashma, she's going to have banim zucharim. And the itachin that this means banim zucharim, this kefal lashon. Of course, if they're banim, they're zucharim, because nekevos are called banos. What it means is that zucharim are called those who are mashbiim. So he's mekadesh. He was mekadesh himself for shas tashmish. He's going to have banim who are mashbiya or Torah lacherim. Hein banim ha'meir mashbiyim or Torah lacherim. L'zeik ruzachar mashbiyim kayadua. Al derech ze pirash no akasov yizal mayim idolyo. Dev zer yuchun b'shem mayim v'zal yizal mayim idolyo. Mehakvas v'bikdush v'lai savis gashim adli osman in a filan barat v'zman ahu. Rak yizal ha'mayim idolyo. So the pasuk says in Bamidbar Chavdal at Zion, yizal mayim idolyo v'zar b'mayim rabim. So it could be that in this pasuk, when it says mayim, mayim is referring to zera. Dayo is lashon hagba, elevating. Ramim chashem kidli sani, to be elevated. And that's what it means. Yizal mayim idalio, that if there's hotzah zera b'shaz zivug, mehagba. So if he's been majrega gavoa, means the yizal mayim if water is flowing. Midalio, when a person's high up, he sanctified himself b'shaz tashmish, and he's not misabe, he's not misgashem, he doesn't become like an animal to be mechavin for his taiva and his anah. It's all about him. So then he'll be zoche v'zara b'mayim rabim, that his seed will be great in Torah, that's compared to mayim. And the word mayim rabim will be pshat, gedolim, great people. As yizkesh v'zara yeh b'mayim rabim b'torah v'kadosh ha'mishul ha'mayim yu rabim gedolim chikrei lev v'chshuvim. That'd be important people. Ki Rabbi Mashmo Lashon Chshivas v'gedul l'fam k'yedua Mar Chazal kam p'amim. So sometimes Rabbi means Chshivas. Rabbi m'kamim alai, Rashi says Anashim gedolim v'chashuvim. So v'zaro b'mayim Rabbim, then you're going to plant this seed with great people. The great people are going to come from you if you're mekadesh yourself b'shas tashmish. V'zeo ishim aviv tira. That's what it means in the pasuk. Ishim aviv tira. Tira tzal holy ish. If a person wants to have a good child, and ish is also a zachar, so if you want to have a ben ish mashpia b'tara, and what do? Zeu ish laholid ish ain kapashte ben hin chashiv mashpia. If you want to have a son who both has chashivas, because ish means chashivas and ish also means that he's male, azai imo aviv tirau tasu mitzvah zivug b'dechilu b'deyir b'dechilu rabo. Then what a person has to do is ish v'aviv tirau, that his mother and his father have to have yira. They have to be mekayim the mitzvah zivug, v'zivug b'yira v'mayra gadol, and then they're going to be zeichet to a ben that will be b'luchinas ish. And therefore, the pasuk says av imoy v'aviv. It starts off with the mother and then the father. The Gemara says in Ksuba Samach Beis Amid Beis that a woman is right to be kaftiflus yaser mitisha kavin apricious. She needs a special ashara to be mekadesh herself b'shas tashmish. V'amar v'etzvab sosa yitachim derech drush k'sas. So now I understand the ish imo v'aviv tiro. If you want an ish, then imo v'aviv tiro, the father and mother b'shas zivug, have to have yira. And then it says v'aiter v'etzvab sosa yitishmaru v'seva derech adrush. But the reason the meal is on the eighth day, it's so that everybody isn't happy and the father and mother are sad. Why? Because the Aledis is Tamei Shivi Yamin and the husband has to separate from her. And the Zohar, it says that he has to, so therefore they make it on the eighth day, so they're happy they can be together again. And it says in the Zohar HaKadosh that we shouldn't have a Shabbos that passes by. We should have a Shabbos that passes by before the kid is a Bris Milah, Mashal HaMelech, that Orchim came. And he said, before they see me, they have to see the Malka. It's Shabbos. Before we see Hashem, we have to see Shabbos. Before the Bris, lo yischazay kamay dem yischazay kama de matronis kayadua. Before you see the king, you have to see the matron, the queen. Vinei al tam chazal b'tamud yikshem dvareinu anal b'perish ha-mekroi kodesh hilfeneinu kias hiru ram b'nei sfel is kadesh b'kdush yusayr v'zman mitzvah zivug v'yisiru m'liv mechem nevah taiva kasher chachamim higidu k'mi shekfo shayid v'kasher kosif v'am rechach mitzvah l'kadosh m'ki shanil bav v'yetz v'hefresh k'chut ha-sayr v'bein mitzvah zivug mitzvah zivug mitzvah zivug l'anach tzvil notiv stiz v'chom mitzvah shebetoyra. So we're saying that the psukim are warning B'nai Yisrael that they have to be very holy b'shas mitzvah sezivuk. We shouldn't think about their taivas, like Chachamim say about Rebbe Eliezer in the Dharm Chachamim Beis. Doime k'misha k'fa yished. And like the Chachamim Yisrael, like Kadoshim say, that the person who's misnaig the precious, there shouldn't be a difference between the mitzvah of zivuk and the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, or the mitzvah of tifas hatzitis, or shar mitzvah shebetara. So we have to understand, why should we be sad? The Torah wants to be ma'akev us till the eighth day. Now, in order that the father and the mother shouldn't be sad, why should they be sad for it? They've lost that in this taiva. What's sad? So they can't have bia? Why is that a reason to be sad? We should do it because we're Amish Kamishik Foshay, like we were forced by a demon. What's there to be sad about? And if you're going to say the person's sad because he can't do the mitzvah, the person's sad he can't do the mitzvah of matzah all year long, can't sit the sikh all year long. Who thinks like that? When the mitzvah comes, we're happy to do it. The mitzvah of Piri V'Rivi is a mitzvah in the Torah. We have the opportunity, we do it. If we can't, we can't. But why do we have to wait till the eighth day, till the parents are mutter to each other? If these psukim are talking about kedusha b'shas zivug, then what's the sadness? Why are the parents sad until the eighth day? And that's why we do bris on the eighth day. What's there to be sad about? You have to make kaddish yourself. It's like putting on tzitzis or tefillin. What, are they sad because they can't fulfill their taivas? And that's what it means. V'zat mamamer kasev achrei hishiral al hitar v'skadish gad v'gadol hadachilu b'mitzvizu shematoymer emkein efu adavar madu icher Hashem mitzvah samila l'shmini. So after they said kedoshim to you, and they told us to be tar and to be makadish yourselves in order to be makayim the mitzvah of zivug b'yira, so how could it say that on the reason we do Mila on the eighth day is that the parents shouldn't be sad? Somebody who's miskadesh isn't sad that he can't fulfill his taiva. Therefore the pasuk comes and says that a person who's sanctifying himself, you should know that the reason bris Mila is on the eighth day is because of es shabsosai tishmaru. The reason for this person is because who's mekadesh himself for Shas Tashmish, he's not going to feel sad that he can't fulfill his taivas. The reason is because of Veshapsosai Tishmaru. V'yetishmaru lashon hamtana lahamtin v'yischazu kamishapsa. So for this person, the reason is because of Veshapsosai Tishmaru. Tishmaru means to wait. V'aviv shamar es hadavu v'ifan be'yakov avinu. So he should wait for the matter that you have to wait before Bris Mila to see the Shechina Kedosha, to see the Melech, before it, to see the see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal on Shabbos before we convert it to the Queen, but to see the special Kedush of Shabbos, that's why we with the Bris Mila waits. Therefore it says Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirao. So if the father and the mother have Yira, and that's why they're Mekayim Mitzvah Zivug, because they want an Ish, then the reason the Bris Mila is on the 8th day is because of Epshasosai Tishmaru, because you have to Tishmaru, you have to wait because of Shabbos, because of Epshasosai. Before you have the Bris, you have to first see Shabbos. Zeh ani Hashem Elokeichem. And that's what it means, ani Hashem Elokeichem. That first in Kabbalah, the ani is the Shechina, and then Hashem Elokeichem, which is Kiviyachal Hashem himself. Wow. It's a different world when you learn these Sfarim. So the Halakha Noam Agadim continues on Derech Zu. And I invite everybody to purchase a copy of the Noam Agadim. It's very, very kedai, one of the Gedalia Hasidus. They even have the Noam Agadim HaMavur, which was put out by a good Jew about 30 years ago, Shmuel Weiss. And he talks more here in this piece about the Kedusha B'Shah Zivug, but I think the point was well understood, and all Jews should be Zoche, and it's Hashem to have Kedusha B'Shah Zivug, to have holy children, Zerah Berech Hashem, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest and Most Beloved Friends.